Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 8th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero to discuss ordinance on illegal fireworks liability. Atascadero Police Department warning residents of a mail scam. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting will be Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. Outside of the consent calendar, the one agenda item council will discuss is an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city. The agenda says this was drafted in response to public comment from community members expressing concerns about the dangers and disturbances caused by illegal fireworks within Atascadero neighborhoods. The ordinance drafted by staff would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they are in control of. A social host is defined, in part, as the owner of private property or a person who has the right to use, possess, or occupy public or private property under a lease, license, permit, rental agreement, or contract. The ordinance would carry a fine of $1,000 for each illegal fireworks violation, up to a cap of $10,000 per calendar day for every new violation, and could be prosecuted criminally. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Atascadero Police Department warning residents of a mail scam. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Atascadero Police Department is warning residents of a mail scam. The department says a resident brought them a letter, envelope, and check that appeared to be legitimate, but was in fact a fraud attempt. The envelope contained a cashier's check for about $41,000, with the attached letter saying they must text a certain number before proceeding to deposit and cash the check. Any attempt to deposit or cash without getting authorization from this number will be returned, the letter said. The letter is signed from Mark Wallace from Payment Secure Department. The Atascadero Police Department warns residents to not be a victim of fraud this holiday season. If you aren't expecting money, it is most likely a scam. When in doubt, reach out to the department for confirmation. Paso Robles Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge. The closure will occur today from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crews will install a city seal medallion on the bridge column and add new lettering, designating the structure as Veterans Memorial Bridge. Motorists should anticipate minor delays and are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the work zone. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding another Coffee with the Cop event. This will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, located at 1306 Pine Street, Suite D, December 18th from 8 to 10 a.m. Coffee with the Cop seeks to foster an open dialogue between the police and the community, breaking down barriers between officers and citizens, and allowing an opportunity for members of the public to ask questions. The community is encouraged to stop by for a cup of free coffee donated by Black Sheep Sourdough. 30 students achieved perfect scores in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District on the 2024 to 2025 California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress. This state assessment is for students grades 3 through 8 and grade 11. Earning a perfect score is a rare and exceptional achievement, according to the district, reflecting mastery of rigorous grade-level standards and a deep understanding of the academic content. The 30 students were recognized during the November 18th board meeting, presented with certificates that recognize their outstanding performance. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes this week on Geneseo Road in Paso Robles. County Public Works will be conducting maintenance along Geneseo Road, south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north to a point east of a sharp corner on Geneseo. Work is scheduled to start Tuesday, December 9th, and will go through Friday, December 12th. Work will last each day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Rams beat the Cardinals 45-17, the Broncos over the Raiders 24-17, the Packers beat the Bears 28-21, the Texans over the Chiefs 20-10. Tonight, the Chargers will face the Eagles. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the 76ers 112-108, the Warriors over the Bulls 123-91. On Saturday, the Kings beat the Heat 127-111, the Timberwolves over the Clippers 109-106. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pacers, the Spurs will go against the Pelicans, the Timberwolves will face the Suns. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year's celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in Simi Valley over the weekend, speaking at an event at which he defended that second strike on a suspected drug boat in September. Hegseth pressed on whether he gave an order to kill them all, as reported in the Washington Post.
Anybody that's been in the Situation Room or they've been in the war room there, Secretary's office, know you don't walk in and say, kill them all. It's just patently ridiculous.
Hegseth appearing at a defense industry forum. Stockton Mayor Christina Fugazi discussing whether she thinks the state is giving her city all it needs in the investigation into this month's mass shooting that left 4 dead and 13 injured.
It's been a little tough. You know, they want to know. You know, we are the 10th largest city in California. And we often feel like we are left behind.
Fugazi referring to Governor Newsom's decision to proceed with his multi-city trip last week while the search for suspects continued. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.46 a gallon, down 10 cents from last week, 24 from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more. Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A new rule by the Trump administration is expected to narrow the scope of federal oversight on the nation's wetlands and other waterways. The proposed rule clarifies what waters of the United States means and carries out directives from a 2023 U.S. Supreme Court ruling about how the Clean Water Act applies to working farmland. It aims to ensure that only relatively permanent, standing or continuously flowing bodies of water, such as streams, oceans, rivers and lakes, and wetlands that are connected to and indistinguishable from each water bodies, are federally regulated. Farm advocates say the rule could save farmers time and money by reducing permitting requirements for activities on their land. The Supreme Court clearly ruled several years ago that the government overreached in its interpretation of what fell under federal guidelines. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said, adding that the new rule protects critical water sources while respecting the efforts of farmers to protect the natural resources they've been entrusted with. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the northbound US 101 at the Highway 46 East off-ramp. CHP says this is a solo vehicle collision. A white Chevy truck towing porta-potties hit the freeway merge sign. The vehicle is now on the right-hand shoulder, and CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a solo traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 North, reported at about 7:02 this morning. CHP currently has a unit at the scene, and traffic in the area is not significantly impacted. Food and Farm News. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Paramount launching a hostile all-cash tender offer to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery for $30 per share. Netflix and Warner Brothers announced a big $72 billion deal last week worth $27.75 per share in cash and stock. However, President Trump expressing antitrust concerns, saying there could be a problem. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow down about 50 points, while the NASDAQ is up about 50. The S&P 500 is off slightly. Shares in Carvana accelerating 8%. The company is now included in the S&P 500. They could hit a record high, completing a stunning turnaround for the used car company with those iconic vending machines. And IBM acquiring data infrastructure company Confluent for $11 billion. Confluent shares up 28%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
This Saturday night, it's the annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase. A present to the community from the Paso Robles Main Street Association, the City of Paso Robles, and Vine Street neighbors and businesses. Stroll down historic Vine Street between 8th and 21st Streets and see beautifully decorated homes, Scrooge, the Snow King and Queen, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase, this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slo Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slo Holiday Lights. That's Slo Holiday Lights.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text at 75238-KPRL. Ready to go on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
12:30 to 1 this afternoon, we'll have Gina Fitzpatrick from the Paso Robles Event Center, then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy that as we move along here on this Monday edition, not too far away from the guy in that big red suit coming down and doing his ho-ho-ho. This is a health thing for you folks out there, in case you do this, but beware, because the state of California, the health officials, they have warned the public about foraging for mushrooms. Foraging for mushrooms. Chris, have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. It's sounds a little dangerous, honestly.
So you have no desire to do that?
No.
Me neither. Well, it's because they're... A deadly outbreak struck in the middle of the state. The California Poison Control System has identified at least 21 cases of poisoning that left one adult dead and several others, including children, with severe liver damage. And the poisoning was likely caused by the death cap mushroom, which is easily confused with edible mushrooms. Officials warned also to watch out for the destroying angel mushroom, which also grows in California. Now, residents in Monterey County became sick after eating mushrooms found in a local park, and another outbreak happened in the Bay Area. I'd be really interested to know the background of those people. Just curious. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
Say, it was either last Tuesday or Wednesday, I went into the San Luis Obispo City Hall and reported a danger on the Fremont Theater. When you walk out of the government center where they have the supervisors' meetings, if you look up at the very top of the Fremont Theater, you can see a piece of concrete that's just hanging there. There's a big gaping crack. I'd say it's 1 to 2 inches wide, and you can see a piece of rebar up there in the crack going across, and the piece is actually leaning away from the part that it broke off of.
Now,
it's only a matter of time before that big piece of concrete is going to fall, I'd say, 100 or more feet down to the sidewalk below.
Now, that's at the Fremont Theater there.
Yes, it is.
Well...
On Saturday I was down there, and the guy I reported it to at City Hall, he said that he wrote something down, and he said something like he's going to tell somebody about it. But I was down there Saturday, they need to barricade that area off underneath where that thing is going to fall onto the sidewalk, right by the ticket office. It is a widow maker waiting to happen. It is so dangerous.
So the assumption here is that the gentleman at the city you were the first to report this?
As far as I know.
Okay, well, good eyes. Did you take a picture of it?
No, I don't have any means to do that.
Okay.
And then if you walk across the street where the courthouse is, and if you look across the street at the front of that area right there on where it's cracked, you can see cracking on the front of that area also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need to barricade that off. I mean, or get somebody up there and take that piece of concrete down. I mean, I just wanted to warn people, you know, don't go down there and stand underneath that. That thing could fall at any time, I think. So that's what I want. I don't want any of our listeners to go down there and get killed.
Well, that's a nice public service you have done.
Okay, Kevin, okay. Well, have a real good day.
All right, you too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Which, speaking of that, public service things, cities, and the city that you drive around in, have you noticed over the course of time that there are, shall we say, just trees, the limbs are in the way of, you know, the speed limit sign or the stop sign or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I seem to notice that quite a bit here in darn near Paradise. that they should do that for safety and our quality of life. But good job, Daff. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, regarding a comment we had some people talking about last hour regarding this immigration and the ICE conflicts, I think we've just added one more reason to divide the country, those for and those for against him, letting all these illegals out of the country.
Well, okay, so let me go back to the text that somebody said, that why would people want to allow an invasion of our country? What do you think?
You know, it's they can see around the world what's happened, like London, England, or England in general will never be the same because of their tremendous dilution with incoming people with different ethos and backgrounds. So I don't see why we'd want that here. We've already got places. Look what's happening in Minnesota with $1 billion going into a grift for the Somali community. Why do people put up with that? I don't know what it is unless we have to use that tried and tired tune, just liberal, bleeding heart liberals.
We're losing it because you alluded to England specifically, that countries are losing their culture, aren't they?
Absolutely. Remember the old language, cultures, customs from Savage? He used to always say that, language, borders, customs. They're losing all of that. It's true.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. That divides countries permanently.
Well, you know, years ago I had an exchange student living with me from Bolivia who was ostensibly here to learn English. He went down to Los Angeles. This was back in the late 90s, I believe it was. And he says if he lived in Los Angeles, he'd never have to learn English. And that was one of the biggest first places where ICE had the problem. Well, and there you go, language, borders, customs.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 1990s, and that continues. I have never understood why the taxpayers have to print out literature from the government into different languages, because it's not only better for the people themselves, but for the betterment of the country, for everybody to be on the same page as far as language goes.
Well, this has been a long time in coming. My ex-wife was a British citizen, and she was naturalized, and strangely enough, they made her take an English proficiency test, which is obviously silly, to prove that she was fluent in the language. But if you have to be fluent in the language, or at least comprehensive of the language, in order to get your citizenship, why do we print ballots in all these different languages?
Well, that's the kind of the same question as why.
Part of the same trend going in that direction.
Right. I mean, look at our school districts. We have to have interpreters at meetings.
Right.
And
right.
This puts people behind. You know this from living in a different country or serving our country, and that it is to the betterment of the individual to learn the language of the country.
You know, I can only, you know, when I was sent to Germany, I was so depressed because I couldn't speak to the people. So I made it my goal to learn the language, and within a year, I was able to go out, and it changed my life completely, be able to speak with the people in their own language. Not only was I able to converse and get things done, but I was accepted more greatly by people saying, wow, you're American speaking English, or German, what a wonderful thing, you know? So it made my whole life different. It made it to the point where I was enjoying the time over there rather than dreading the time I had to be there.
So why do
and
you...
And then I see these people who have lived here for 30, 40 years who still live in their little barrio who haven't learned the language. I've had people in my practice like that.
So why do you think... Again, this kind of goes along with the question about allowing people to invade our country. Why would we have people in the United States not want people to learn the language?
Well, look back when in the golden age of immigration in the 1930s and 40s, pre and post war, you had to come to the country had to have a sponsor, you had to have a employable skill, and you had to sign an oath that said you would never take any public benefits. If that was the case, we had that now. I think that would eliminate 90% of our problems. But then we have all this undocumented people coming across who knows who they are. I think we're going to suffer a lot of damage in the future from these people coming active. when they get angry.
Well,
like this guy from Afghanistan.
We've been suffering as we go along. It's just intensified in the last X amount of years. And again,
absolutely.
We like to throw the term cottage industry around here. So if I'm a person in the United States that doesn't think it's important enough for people to learn the language of the United States, English, then we have people that do that for a living, that are interpreters and so forth and so on. So is this just another way for people to make money?
I don't know. You look at what happened in the Balkans after Tito died, and they were all speaking different languages and the terrible outbreak they had there.
I don't remember the Tito.
Well, you know, Yugoslavia became a Slovakian, and then you had all the Bosnia war broke out with the different sects and languages. Yeah, it was back during right after the Olympics in Yugoslavia. Things fell apart.
Well, you alluded to with immigration in this country, and for those that lived in certain areas, there were people who were extremely proud to learn how to eventually speak English, even if it was like in a neighborhood that I grew up in, because it was primarily Jewish Italian, the broken Italian, and even some of the Yiddish. But they knew how to speak English.
Well, there was that old common thing when immigrants would say, "You're in America now, you must learn to speak English." And now that doesn't seem to be a thought.
Because as you pointed out, they don't have to.
No, they don't.
And it's a problem.
Yeah, and that's just. I think we're finding more and more reasons to divide the country, and I'm concerned about what the long term results are going to be.
Well, they won't be good, but
they won't.
How do you not divide a country when the division is so far, such as people from a certain mindset think that men can have babies and it's okay for men to be in girls' bathrooms and compete against them in sport? I can't join that.
Well, and nothing against the Muslim religion, but Islam is totally the antithesis of our Constitution. It's a theocracy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't let that take over like it's happening in London now.
Well, parts of Minnesota, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Minnesota, we've got the Somali population there doing their own thing and not wanting at all to assimilate.
No, and they demand things.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? I don't understand Ilhan Omar, who came to a country of poverty, rescued from a destitute slum, come to this country, give an education and wealth, and now she's angry at us. It just doesn't make any sense to me, that mindset.
I'm with you, Doc. I can't figure it out either.
They talk about ingratitude.
Yep.
Okay, enough anger for one morning. I have more coffee and I got to go.
All right, take care. Bye. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, well, I think it's a false sense of compassion. And instead of bringing people together, I mean, this started with Obama, of course.
No,
dividing. He was supposed to be the great unifier, and instead he was the great divider. And I find myself increasingly resentful, like having to punch English at the ATM, on the ATM window, you know? Why should I have to select English when you, you know, enter a site, any kind of, even, you know, you phone into some place and you got to punch English?
I resent that too, not only at the windows, but also on the phone when you call someplace.
So, yeah.
Yes, I am resentful as well. And then a lot of times if I finally get somebody, I can't understand them.
Exactly. Well, I've heard someone said years ago, you know, you should punch Spanish because they're all bilingual, so you'll get through quicker. But you got to go here quickly. But lost my train of thought. oh my goodness! I'm sorry. Move on.
All right. Well, those things happen a little bit more with birthdays. I'll just warn you.
Well, boy, do I know.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 238-5775-238-KPRL. All right. Chris.
What do we have now? More on mushrooms?
No, not more mushrooms. How about sandwiches?
I like sandwiches.
Okay. I'm going to make you a juror. You're on the jury.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
One-man jury. Let's go.
All right, here. I'll just say a guy, a regular, just everyday person, is out on the street protesting the Custom and Border Protection officers in Washington, D.C. Okay.
Okay, I'm waiting for the sandwich.
Okay, this guy deliberately threw a sub sandwich at an officer. He was obviously accused. He threw a sandwich at an agent, and he was charged with simple assault.
Okay.
He admitted that he did it. Do you find him guilty or innocent of the charges?
If it's simple assault, sure. I know there's probably degrees of assault, and I'd say if he deliberately threw something at somebody, even if it didn't cause that much harm, there's some kind of intent to at least, I don't want to say harm, but maybe inconvenience or the officer in some way.
Okay, so you would say yes.
Yes, depending on the definition of, you know, some sort of minor assault, it'd probably fall under it.
Okay, well, the jury acquitted him on misdemeanor charges. And apparently they thought it was kind of funny that, for example, he threw a sandwich at an agent because he knew it wouldn't hurt. A reasonable person wouldn't think a sandwich is a weapon. Well, most of us probably not, but you threw something at an agent. And whether it seems kind of ridiculous or not, are there not lessons to be learned? That you simply do not throw anything at an agent. Period.
Well, I would say unless you're playing a game of catch, you probably shouldn't throw anything at anyone.
Well, it depends if it's your friend or your brother. That's I threw darts at my brother. Well, one time. I hit the air conditioning and the fire department had to show up because of all the Freon that was leaking from the air conditioner. And we were all outside. It was an apartment building there in New York. And we're looking up. And who shows up? My dad. And he's looking up and he's going, "What's going on here?" And that's when I got in trouble. Okay, so anyway, this jury in Washington, D.C. found this guy not guilty. They said, you know, it's only a sandwich and so forth and so on. You know, no big deal. It's an officer, number one. And it's still an act of aggression, and that's towards law enforcement. And you're taught to respect anybody, and that's not just enforcement, but people in general. The point of punishment, whether it's harmless or not, is to send a message. You don't do that. You don't do that. But the jury in Washington, D.C. found this guy no big deal, no harm, no foul. So he's on his way. Didn't say what kind of sandwich it was. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. 30 students achieved perfect scores in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District on the 2024 to 2025 California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress. The state assessment is for students in grades 3 through 8 and grade 11. Earning a perfect score is a rare and exceptional achievement, according to the district. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting will be Tuesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. City Council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city, drafted in response to public comment. The ordinance would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they are in control of. Social hosts are defined as the owner of private property or the person who has the right to use or occupy the property under an agreement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump, the builder, about to hit the road for Pennsylvania to explain to Americans how he's rebuilding the economy from the Biden affordability crisis. Treasury Secretary Bessent sees a very strong holiday season moving into prosperity next year. And what about the big Netflix deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, affecting all American entertainment from movies to streaming to TV? President Trump suggests he'll be involved in whether federal regulators approve the $72 billion deal.
Netflix is a great company. They've done a phenomenal job. Ted is a fantastic man. I have a lot of respect for him, but it's a lot of market share. So we'll have to see what happens.
President and First Lady hosted Kennedy Center honors last night, another presidential first. Today, the Supreme Court considers whether presidential powers allow Trump to fire an FTC commissioner without cause. America's listening to Fox News.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement to get it done by the pros. Nice day, mid-60s. Sunshine clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Upper 60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mid-60s, and mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be DOSE. That's 2. 701 up, down 450. And it's 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals, a great price. Once again, the Paso Robles Democratic Club will present its second annual Steve Martin Community Service Award to Dr. Susan Robinson for her outstanding work in both women's health care and in end of care. And that will take place, the ceremony, on December 17th at the Quail Run Community Center in Paso Robles. Tickets are 5:30 it starts, and the tickets are available at PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. That's PasoRoblesDemocrats.org. Also, another session is coming up on the 13th, that's this Saturday, for the American Cross Adult and Pediatric First Aid CPR AED Certification Class. It is from 9:30 till 2 at the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. There is a registration fee, and the certification is valid for 2 years. It's for individuals 14-plus that want to feel more confident in case of an emergency situation. So there you have it. You can go prcity.com/recreation for that. You can register
And you can also register in person on Nickerson Drive out there. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 6 minutes away from 8 at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They offer fine jewelry, exceptional service at extremely affordable price. All right, local celebrities, Camden Lowe leading off, Constance Avila, Tobin Sinclair Sr., Linda Buss. Let's see here, Angela Perez. We have Carla Murray, Ray Tedford, Chester Finley of the Finley family, Ashley Surrett, Darla and Paul Garcia, and we have Al and May Garcia. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary to one and all. On my right-hand side, some folks. Oh, yeah, the cotton gin, Eli Whitney, 1765, 1825. Onward we go to, oh, man, this guy's a good actor. Lee J. Cobb, 1911, 1976. Sammy Davis Jr., he can do it all, 1925, 1990. Maximilian Schell, the actor, Judgment at Nuremberg, pretty good movie, 1930, 2014. The one and only Mr. Flip Wilson, 1933, 1998, David Carradine, 1936, 2009, Bookham Dano, James MacArthur, 1937, 2010, Jerry Butler, man, that guy could sing. Also, he served as a mayor, I think, somewhere in Illinois. 1939, Bob Brown, Hall of Fame, football, 1941, Bobby Elliott of the Hollies, 1942, The Lizard King, Jim Morrison, 1943-1971. Greg Allman, Allman Brothers, 1947-2017. Pretty good shortstop. Tim Foley, 1950. Good linebacker from Notre Dame, Greg Collins, 1952. The actress Kim Basinger, 1953. Sam Kennison, 1953-1992. Almost got in a fight with a guy I worked with over that guy. Let's see. Oh, Terry Hatcher, 1964. Everybody's favorite singer, Sinead O'Connor, 1966. Jeff George, the quarterback, 1967. Hall of Fame pitcher, the Moose, Mike Mussina, 1968. Kevin Harvick, race guy, 1975. Also on the list we have Philip Rivers, quarterback, 1981. Dwight Howard, he'll probably end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame, 1985. Owen Teague, the actor, 1998, passing away on this day, the astronaut John Glenn. This guy, triple play in the World Series, unassisted triple play, Bill Wambegas, he died in 1985. John Lennon was assassinated or murdered in 1980. Some of you remember that from Monday Night Football. The survival of the fittest. Mr. Herbert Spencer, the philosopher. He died in 1903. Ryan O'Neill, 2023. And, oh, Scott, he was funny. I loved him in movies. Slim Pickens, 1983. Golda Meir, 1978. Percy Leo Crosby, the creator of Skippy, 1964. And that is it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today.
So she walks in the house, the rep says, another dress? You bought another dress? This is ridiculous. That's the third dress this week. And his wife tells him, the devil made me buy this dress. Said I didn't want to buy no dress. The devil kept following me. I was going down the street going,
The one and only Flip Wilson goes to the top of the list. He was in foster homes as a kid. At 16, he lied about his age and joined the United States Air Force. Now, his personality and funny stories made him popular. He was even asked to tour military bases to cheer up the servicemen. And he got the nickname from his barrack mates because they said he was always flipped out. That was the stage name. Then he started. He got his big break, though, when Johnny Carson was interviewing Red Fox on his show once. And he asked him who the funniest comedian at the time was. Red Fox said, Flip Wilson. Johnny booked him on the show, then Sullivan, then the rest is history.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes this week on Genesee Road in Paso Robles. County Public Works will be conducting maintenance south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north. Work starts on Tuesday and will go through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. The Atascadero Police Department is warning residents of a mail scam. The department says a resident brought them a letter, envelope, and check that appeared to be legitimate, but was in fact a fraud attempt. The envelope contained a cashier's check for about $41,000, with a letter saying they need to text a number before depositing it. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
His television show, The Flip Wilson Show, was one of the highest rated shows for a few years. And Richard Pryor said this to Wilson. You're the only performer that I've ever seen who goes on stage and the audience hopes that you like them. Flip was only 64 when he died in 1998. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.